Hello everyone, it's here in my backyard at Paul Slatkus's nice place, 35 years, wild, wild west, when I moved in. But the good news, why I turned the camera on a little earlier, was that I just wanted to say how nature is just like unbelievable. You see this, all this comes from my next door neighbor. He just grew and grew some stuff. And it's just up here also, on the top over there, it just kept on going and going and going and growing and growing and growing. And see those, that tree right over here? This is kind of phenomenal. That tree, all of a sudden I see this tree growing. I love this tree. This is the tree that grows in Brooklyn from the book. And it's the ailanthus. And hey Nancy, hey Leah, how you doing? All right. I'm not gonna use that too much because I bang everybody's ears. Uh-oh, where's my, oh, here it is, okay. All right, so that's 79th Street and I'm on 80th and for a long time now, we've been out here, a good, nice group of loving, caring, kind, giving, community people, showing their appreciation for the wonderful heroes here, there, everywhere. And let this mindset continue on for life. If it is a start for anybody, everybody does their thing in their own way. Oh, thank you. I'm gonna bring out the sax one night here, Chris. Chris plays the piano. He tunes the pianos for the Metropolitan Opera. Guy's unreal. Nice, cool guy. A lot of those vegetation from him coming over. But that was my Forsythia. All right, let's do reverence to why we're here. See, the ailanthus is a weed tree. It's strong. It's very strong. Like human beings. And we will beat this scenario and pray that we can fix more than this that are out there in the world. We did a special on water during the week. That's a big concern that we have and have been focused on it with about 100 hours of shows for all these years. Hey, Willow. So after this, we're going to go in and if you've never seen Robin Williams be the flag of America, we'll show that. And then if you'd like, you can watch our show today. I'll tell you who's on it when I get inside, of people that talk about peace. All right, let's go inside. Okay. So a lot of people went out today and a different way of life. So let's go right to this. Here's Robin Williams. Norman Lear is my idol. The way I got into television, wrote this.
I'm the one that they're singing about. Yeah, I'm the Stars and Stripes Forever. Star Spangled Banner. You can call me Old Glory, but let's just keep it simple. Just call me Flag. Oh, say, can you see? Okay. Well, you probably don't recognize me. Say, who's that, Evel Knievel? No way. Yeah, you see, you can't recognize me because...
Yes!
I'm wearing the original 13 here. Yeah. I remember Miss Betsy sitting there going,
"Oh, this could be the start of something big." Whoa!
Oh! Tom, don't be a pain!
Yes. I was born June 14th, 1777. That makes me a Gemini.
I can watch this a thousand times.
Crazy. Yes, I like the outdoors, and I'm the life of any party, whether it be Republican, Democrat, Independent, Socialist, anything libertarian, I'll be there. You know, I'm 204 years old. People say, Flag, how do you stay so young? Is it jogging? No. Is it tennis? No. It's waving. And unfurling. Richard Simmons, eat your heart out. Yeah, but it hasn't always been easy for me, though. I had a tough puberty. Yeah, war, famine, invasion, and 1861, well, I had a little skin problem that broke out into 34 stars. But now, well, a little patience, and look what we got now. Look at this. Hold on here. Tennessee, how are you doing today? Here's Vermont. You can't get there from here. And there's California.
For sure, totally.
California crowd, I think. Norman Lear's brilliant, and Robin Williams, what a great, great guy.
They fired missiles and muskets at me, but you know, come the dawn's early light, I'm still there. You know what I'm talking about? You know, I've been made into everything from designer jeans to t-shirts, and I've even been a cape for Mick Jagger. Well, all right! The Rockets Red Glare, we're all right! Well, people haven't always been respectful to me. Sometimes it's been tough. Then when some people try and spit on me, trample me, burn me, foreigners and occasionally some Americans too, but I don't let it get me down because I'm not a stay-at-home kind of flag. You know, I've been to Europe. I've been to both North and South Pole. I was at Iwo Jima. Recently, I've even been to the moon. You see me in all sorts of different postures. When I'm like this, that means everything is okay. When I'm upside down, well, put on your Mae West and hit the deck. But when I'm like this, well, that's not my favorite position because, well, that's half-mast. I don't mean to bum you out. I didn't come here to depress you. But I gotta tell you something honestly. I haven't been getting out much lately. I guess it's not very chic to put up the flag anymore, you know? Muffin and I have a flag, but we haven't found it for very long. Hey, but look at it this way. Don't look at it as saluting me. Look at it as saluting yourselves. You know, hey, I'm just a flag, a symbol. You're the people. If I may say so from here, long may you wave.
He's a hero. Okay, that was Norman Lear's organization and the late, great, phenomenal, stupendous Mr. Robin Williams. So I put a link here to today's show. So what we did is we have this movie, Woodstock Forever, Peace, Love, and Hope, and we showed the peace section. All right? So it was about 35, 40 minutes long. We had a lot of super wonderful people in there. And if you want, just click on that link. I'm not going to re-show it again at this time. We start off with Richie Havens. The concept for the movie was actually evolved from when we did the 20th anniversary of Woodstock. I did it along with Richie Havens and Beverly Hill, who was working for me at the time, suggested, let's do something in due respect of the positive reflection on Woodstock, on actually the peace, love, and hope side of it, and not the sex, drugs, and rock and roll. And since that's my mission, the peace, love, and hope, the other ones are okay too, but you know, it's not what in essence everything's all about. You know, you have a couple pot smoking people, which I'm okay with, whatever, and you know, they condemn a whole scenario of peace and love, so it's silly. So in any case, we did an event. Actually, I was given time Central Park, but I could not afford the $700. Stern, who was running that place there, said I could have it, but I couldn't raise the money. I had PBS. I would have had a great thing. I would have had all the people, but I couldn't raise the money. That's just what it is. I ended up doing it in Times Square. So you'll see a little bit of that. We brought a group down, the Children of Woodstock, and that was cool. And Billy Sparks was one of the band leaders of the group that came down here. And then I add some Name That Tune. I love that kind of Name That Tune show. I got to work on that in the early days, CBS. And we have some songs, and Leonardo DiCaprio and Casey Musgraves and Pavarotti, and it just keeps going on and on, because basically it's a fair use news broadcast saying who speaks for peace, and then who speaks for love, and then who speaks for hope. So today we showed peace. Tomorrow we will show love. And Dionne Warwick was kind enough to host that section. And then hope on Monday, on Memorial Day. Okay, so the number one word, we did that commercial already, 100 billion words searched a day on Google. But the number one word that is selected and requested is the word love. Okay, everyone, thank you. The link for today's show is over there. If you want to watch it, please do. Let's see. Katia Graneva, who sings at our Peace Day event, she has a show on tonight, and well worth listening to her play. I'm sorry, I said sings, but she plays the piano so brilliantly. Katia Grineva, Grineva, Katia. Okay, don't miss her. She's beautiful and a kind soul, and she loves nature as well. And she performs in Carnegie Hall, the big hall, because she can really play. All right, everyone, thank you very much, and stay safe and have a nice weekend, and let's pray for all. Thank you. And if anybody needs someone to talk to, just give me a call. 212-647-1212. Or officiate a service, a ceremony, or whatever. I'm ordained. I can do it. Thank you. Peace prayer. Boom.